America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The cleanup in eastern Alabama continues after a deadly tornado. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the latest.
Crews are resuming their efforts to clean up debris following Sunday's EF4 tornado in eastern Alabama. 23 people lost their lives, ranging from 6 to 89, including 7 members of one family. Brian Hastings is the director of the Alabama Emergency Management Agency. He says down in Alabama, they're used to strong storms.
And here in Alabama, we say that our tornado season is actually 1 January through 31 December. So it's always tornado season here in Alabama. It's just a place that we're used to it. It's tough. And we're also number one for long track violent tornadoes in the nation.
Hastings was speaking there on Fox News, and President Trump plans to tour the area on Friday.
The president welcomes an American hostage home. And USA's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
Danny Burch, an American oil worker, was held by Yemeni rebels. The president hosting Burch and his family at the White House on Wednesday.
He was in Yemen in a very horrible situation, a captive. He was there for 18 months, even a little more than 18 months, and we got him out.
The president also praising Robert O'Brien, the U.S. Special Envoy for Hostage Affairs, for winning Burch's release. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success. This is America's program that introduces you to our country's most outstanding entrepreneurs, entertainment icons, and members of the Forbes 400 list, and where they share with you firsthand their personal journeys of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you for sharing part of your day with us. You know, not long ago, I was watching a TV program on the life of Elvis Presley, and I've got to tell you, it really breaks your heart to see how Elvis was so trusting and unfortunately so naive to get conned by his manager, Colonel Parker, to give Parker over 50% of everything Elvis made. And then I thought, you know, he wasn't the only one. Take Bruce Springsteen. He had to sue his manager just to get back the ownership rights to the songs he wrote, and especially on his hit album Born to Run. An independent auditor in court testified, "My audit reveals a classic case of unconscionable exploitation of an unsophisticated and unrepresented performer by his manager for the manager's primary economic benefit." And there's dozens more. But, you know, during the same time the music industry was having a field day taking advantage of artists, you also had these mega deals popping up that were setting records. For example, take the Rolling Stones. Their Steel Wheels tour. When rock bands went out on tour, they had to negotiate a separate deal with different promoters in every city and hopefully get paid by the end of the night. But the Rolling Stones cleverly negotiated a deal with only one promoter for their entire tour and got an upfront guarantee of close to $100 million. And then there's Aerosmith. At a time when rock bands were forced by their record labels to sign long-term recording contracts that often tied them up their entire careers and squeezed them for everything they could, Aerosmith signs the first ever rock mega deal. Four albums for an upfront guarantee of $50 million. And then there's Michael Jackson, that king of pop who is transformed into the king of cash. A recent article in Forbes magazine by one of my favorite columnists, Zach Greenberg, was entitled, "Why Michael Jackson Will Earn More Than Any Musician in History This Year," and reported that in 2016, Jackson's estate will realize over $800 million, which is more than the combined earnings of the world's eight highest paid entertainers. So what did all these artists do to pull off such phenomenal success stories? Well, if you do some research, there's a single common denominator, one name. And that name behind every one of those deals I just mentioned is John Branca. Let's meet John Branca and find out about his fascinating life story and such advocate for these artists. John, welcome to Legends of Success.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Well, it's such a pleasure being with you, and Billy and I enjoyed being with you and Jenna last night. It was just fun.
Well, it's great to be here and visit Naples, Florida for the first time. I'm sure we'll be back.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I hope so. And so, I've gotten to know a lot of successful people, including members on the Forbes 400 list, billionaires. They all seem to love what they do, but most are not living the dream that they had as a kid. You're actually doing that, aren't you?
That's true. When I was a young musician signing my first record deal, if you would have told me that I could have met Brian Wilson or Mick Jagger or any of the other artists I've represented, much less spent time with them and given them advice, I would have paid for the privilege.
I'll bet. Yeah, you'd done it for free.
Absolutely.
And you know, when I look back, like, you have represented more than 30 artists in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is unprecedented. Megastars, Michael Jackson, the Rolling Stones, Aerosmith, the Doors, the Beach Boys, Carlos Santana. John, you're an attorney, well-trained attorney, but you must be doing something very differently than the attorneys in the music business. Tell me, what differentiates John Branca from the rest of the pack?
Well, I love what I do. I would, like I said, I probably do this for free. I don't want to tell any of my clients that, but no, I would. And having been a musician, I'm able to look at my client and relate to them perhaps in a way that's different than a traditional attorney would. And in the music business, where attorneys are not just attorneys, we're part therapist, part business advisor. There are a lot of things that we do. And so a lot of skills come into play.
Well, you've obviously pulled it off pretty well. You know, when I was doing research for this, I alluded to one of my favorite columnists, a guy named Zach Greenberg. And when I was doing my research, I said, you know what? I'm going to check with somebody that I admire to find out what they feel your difference is. What differentiates John Branca? Zach, are you with us today?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Say hi to your buddy, John Branca.
Hey, Zach.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Good. How are you? I didn't know you were joining us. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we thought it would be a fun surprise.
It is. Hey, Zach, tell us, before we get into John's history, and I know you've done a lot of research. The folks, Zach Greenberg is just an awesome, awesome journalist, the author of Michael Jackson, Inc., which also chronicles John Branca's life. Zach, what differentiates John Branca from all the other attorneys? Why is he so successful helping these artists when the others never hit his level?
Yeah, you know, I think there are a few different things, but two of the first that come to mind are he's creative and he's gutsy. And certainly in reporting out the book, Michael Jackson, Inc., that I wrote, you know, the stories that I was able to find out, you know, kind of really prove both of those things. I think, you know, two of the stories that I really think of are the story of Thriller, the music video, and getting that to actually happen despite kind of overwhelming odds, and also buying the Beatles catalog in 1985 for a mere $47.5 million, which, you know, John, I'm sure can speak to both of those, or I could, but those are two of my favorite music business stories of all time, I'd say.
But Zach, also what I have found, I think we talked about this before, he is such an advocate and so passionate, I think that drives to make sure he wants to correct the injustices from the past. But you know what? We'll let him tell us. I'm going to go back to his early history. Zach Greenberg, columnist for Forbes magazine, author of Michael Jackson, Inc. So, John, we're alluding to, like, this was a dream. Let's go back to the beginning, okay? If we go back all the way and we check out your childhood, December 11th, 1950, Mount Vernon, New York, what was life growing up as a kid?
Well, Mount Vernon was a town of about 75,000 people, and it was an integrated town, Italian-American, African-American. And and growing up there, both my dad and my Uncle Ralph, who pitched for the Dodgers, the Branca name was a big name. They were all baseball stars. They had achieved great success on the ball field. My dad went on to become a recreation commissioner both for Mount Vernon and the state of New York. Mm-hmm. So growing up in Mount Vernon was a really good early education.
So so the Branca name was known, but by 4 years old, you're about 4 years old. Something happened that was kind of traumatic in your life, John. Tell me about that.
Well, my parents split up. My mom was a dancer. She won the Harvest Moon Ball and later became an actress, and she left and pursued her dreams in Hollywood. I would see her often on the Ed Sullivan Show. She would come into New York and dance. And so it was a period of maybe 6 years of separation.
And that had to work on you. I mean, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we had Tom Monahan in. His father died when he was 4 years old, and it was so traumatic on him. When we get back, we have a break coming up soon. But I want you to think about this, if you would please, John. There's a lot of kids out there that are either coming from broken homes. Their parents are dying. Their parents are divorced. Young kids. And we have young listeners. And I want you to think maybe what you can tell them that helped you get through it. We are so pleased today to have John Branca. I mean, businessman extraordinaire, responsible for the financial success of mega hit after mega hit. I'm John Resnick, and you're listening to Legends of Success.
Are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his entire career to educating baby boomers how to avoid becoming prey to market volatility and the retirement spend down trap. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David's now offering free copies of his latest book, Return on Principle, 7 Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad, to the first 1,000 boomers to respond to this message.
To receive David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, call 866-913-1234, 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, having a fascinating visit with John Branca, businessman extraordinaire, responsible for the success of some of the biggest icons in the entertainment world. Very quickly, I want to welcome a few brand new affiliates to the Legends of Success program. WAFS AM 1190 in Atlanta, Georgia. KJCE AM 1370 in Austin, Texas, and WLVA 94.1 FM and Fox 580, Lynchburg, Virginia. We welcome the listeners to the Legends of Success family. John, before we took a break, you were your mom left you at 4 years old, moved to L.A. You're kind of left to fend on your own. How did that affect you? How did you process it? Because you've become wildly successful. You must have done something right with that negative.
Well, it was a time of alienation and loneliness, I would say. I spent the weekends with my grandparents where there were very few rules. So I had a lot of freedom. Spent a lot of time watching monster movies, sports, movies from the 30s, Errol Flynn, with my baseball card collection. So out of that grew a certain self-reliance and, I'd say, freedom of thought.
But you had to sink or swim. Some people may have caved. You had to figure out how to survive and overcome that.
Well, I eventually sank for a while, but I came back.
Well, let's talk about that. You know, you're scrapping around in New York, and at some point, 11 years old, you move west.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. moved to California to live with my mom. Mm-hmm. And formed a rock band. I used to write the music for the group. We got a record deal when I was 16. And in a sense, I was living a dream then. It came crashing to an end, though.
Sure. Didn't you open up for the Doors?
Yeah, yeah. There was a club called the Hullabaloo After Hours on the Strip, and we opened for the Doors.
And is that the Hollywood Palladium today?
Yes.
Yeah, same location. So you had a band, I think it's called The Other Side.
The Other Half.
The Other Half. I'm sorry, The Other Half. So you make a deal, but you had some real ups and downs. And what's interesting is that you hit some real grit out there. And at some point, you know, like our friend John Huntsman Jr., which is amazing, and he was in a rock band too. We talked about this last night. He never got a formal graduate. He never formally graduated from high school. He got a GED. You also got a GED, didn't you? You quit high school or
yeah,
were thrown out.
I was both. I was a high school dropout, and I was faced with the choice of either going out into the workforce or getting a GED and starting at a community college. So I went to L.A. City College.
Right. And from there, I think you went off to Occidental and then UCLA Law, correct?
Correct.
But something, you must have just gotten to a certain point and you said, you know, that's it. Now I'm going to buckle down. And a lot of kids, God bless them, they have a wild streak. They want to do their own thing. But most come around and they buckle down. And that's obviously what happened to you.
It is, and quite frankly, my mother kicked my ass.
Good
for
you.
If I could say that. The other thing is I realized, I looked at the music field. I started as a music major, and I was smart enough to know this was not going to be my path. I was never going to stand shoulder to shoulder with my clients and be successful as a musical artist.
I can appreciate it. When I was a kid, I knew I would never be a center on the Lakers. So I went into business. At some point, so you go through school, you come out of UCLA Law School. One of your earliest positions, I think you were blessed to work with a legend at that time, a man named David Braun. Tell us about that. What was that job like?
David Braun was one of the first generation of music lawyers that really were sophisticated artist attorneys to look after the artists. There were a couple of others. At the time, David had represented Neil Diamond and Bob Dylan since the beginning of their career and George Harrison of the Beatles. So I went to work for David as a young lawyer, and I worked for Neil Diamond and Bob Dylan and George Harrison, and that's basically how I got my start as a music attorney.
Yeah. Now, what did you do for them? What were your duties, John?
Not much. set up corporations, do contracts with the promoters. It was fairly, important work, but it wasn't. And, it wasn't unsophisticated.
Sure, sure. But at some point, you get a rare opportunity to meet the Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys came in, Brian Wilson, and David being from New York and an older generation, honestly, I'm not sure he knew who the Beach Boys were. So he basically wanted me to take it over. And for me, I grew up idolizing Brian Wilson. So the opportunity to represent the Beach Boys as my first client was unbelievable.
That's amazing. And there was a story I read about. I'd love you to share it. There was a meeting, and they were discussing whether they fire their manager, Steve Love?
Yes.
Steve Love. Tell us about that.
Well, Steve Love was the brother of Mike Love, the lead singer in the band. Uh-huh. And there was a 2-2 vote. There were two votes to keep Steve and two votes to fire Steve. So in this board meeting, Brian had his head down on the corporate table, and I said, Brian, if you want to keep Steve, knock once. If you want to fire him, knock twice.
Was he like a sleeper?
He catatonic. Just was stressed out.
Okay. Wow.
Brian knocked three times. So and that was Brian. That was his way of saying, I'm not getting in the middle of this. You guys figure it out.
That is amazing. But you end up, his life. I would never talk anything personal behind the scenes. It wasn't public knowledge. But you're credited with help saving that man's life.
Well, Brian had some, well-documented personal struggles. And with his brother, Carl, and Carl's manager, Jerry Schilling, and the Beach Boys manager, Tom Hewlett, we put together a program and a trust to protect Brian's assets, and we hired Dr. Landy, who was known for his 24-hour-a-day therapy. And for all the criticisms of Dr. Landy, he really did save Brian's life.
Wow. Yeah, because he's had some mixed reviews, but he saved his life. And that was not easy because the Beach Boys had a pretty abusive childhood, didn't they?
Yeah, it was a tough upbringing. Yeah.
At some point, you're age 29, you get the chance lifetime of a meeting. How did you meet Michael Jackson, and who introduced you?
The Beach Boys had an accountant named Michael Mesnick, who was also Michael's accountant. Michael was turning 21, and he wanted to put together his own team. It was just after the release of the album Off the Wall. Mm-hmm. So Michael came in and met with David Braun and me. He had his sunglasses on. Michael often sort of hid behind the sunglasses to create some privacy. And at some point in the meeting, he pulled his sunglasses down. He looked at me and he goes, "Do I know you?" And I said, "Brian, Michael, I don't think we've met, but I look forward to getting to know you better." And he said, "Are you sure we haven't met?" And I said, "Michael, I think I would have remembered it."
Absolutely. You would not forget that. How did he react?
He smiled. And the next day, we got the call that Michael was going to hire us.
He was intensely, which we'll talk about later, an intensely smart guy. Because when you think he's not paying attention, he didn't miss a beat, did he?
No, Michael was very smart, very aware.
Unbelievable. Now, you're 29, okay? When you get the deal to work with Michael, you are it. You're his first attorney that he has for himself. I used to work in the music business, as we talked about last evening again, and There were established attorneys, Alan Groupman, Jay Cooper, Burt Fields. How in the world did they react to this young upstart, brash, not even brash, but young upstart John Brank at 29 scooping up the king of all deals?
To be quite honest, I didn't care. I didn't think about it. I just put my head down and did my job. Later on, I took a look around to see what people were thinking, but it's at that moment in time, I just said, I'm going to do this.
And, you know, that's a great lesson for anybody in business. You know, the more success you achieve, the more critics you will have. And so you wholly ignored this going through your career, haven't you?
Well, you know, I tried to, after Thriller came out, and Michael really had let go of everybody on his team. And Michael was sort of the chairman of the board, and I would help him execute his decisions. There was a lot of jealousy from other lawyers and other people. Like, how could this be happening? Thriller comes out when I was 32 years old, and Michael is the top of the world.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And so there's always in the music industry a lot of insecurities, a lot of jealousies. You had to have people gunning for you all the time. You just learned how to survive through that.
Right.
Your first two tasks for Michael, I believe, were to review his royalty deal with BMI and review his record deal with Epic Records. How did you do in those two deals?
I think we did okay. I'll never forget Michael had an expectation of the kind of advance he wanted to get from BMI. So I made it my point to double it, which we did. So Michael was very happy. On the record side of things, he was signed to a contract with his brothers, the Jacksons. And Michael had made his own album. So he wanted his own contract. So we separated out Michael's contract from that which the brothers were signed to.
Amazing. Well, when we get back, I want to talk a little bit. I mean, you talk about the Thriller album. You talk about the Beatles catalog. We're going to talk about all of it, folks. We are visiting with in a rare appearance, and I might also thank you because I know you do not do many interviews.
Thank Correct.
You. John Branca, legendary attorney and mega deal maker with the pop icons, is with us today. I'm John Resnick, and you're listening to Legends of Success.
Missed part of this week's great Legends of Success interview? You can hear each week's show online on our website at legendsofsuccess.com. Every week, a great guest to listen to, learn from, and enjoy at your convenience. Look for the link at legendsofsuccess.com. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly blaming then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions for the zero-tolerance policy rollout of separating migrant kids from their parents at the southern border. He spoke at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina yesterday, saying the policy was a surprise and caught the Department of Homeland Security and Health and Human Services off guard. Kelly also did not take a direct swipe at President Trump.
But he did say at one point that, you know, had Hillary Clinton called him to ask him to take these jobs, that he would have served in her administration. So he was making clear it wasn't really about Trump and he wasn't necessarily a Trump loyalist.
That's political reporter Carol Lee on MSNBC. The president's former campaign chief, Paul Manafort, is to be sentenced in a federal courtroom today, convicted of tax evasion, bank fraud, and failing to report foreign lobbying. And this is USA Radio News.
It is frozen food month as we turn the calendar into March, and there's so much that you can do with frozen foods.
There is so much innovation going on in the frozen food aisle. You're going to find foods in the frozen food aisle that line up with every consumer dining habit, health trend, special diet.
You know, I've got a real money-hungry audience. Could you tell them how they have a chance to enter a contest and win $10,000?
Absolutely. We've got that for them. So all the listeners out there can go visit easyhomemeals.com. And for National Frozen Food Month here in March, we've got $10,000 in prizes available. So all they've got to do is go to easyhomemeals.com and enter for their chance to win. Easyhomemeals.com and get out to their supermarkets and just take a stroll down the frozen food aisle and see what's new and exciting there.
Hi, this is Ethan Resnick, and you're listening to my dad, John Resnick, on Legends of Success.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We are sitting in the studio today with John Branca, One of the most extraordinary individuals I've met since doing the show January 12th of 2002. He has been responsible for more mega deals in the entertainment business than any other music attorney, entertainment attorney. Billboard magazine recently named him the most influential entertainment attorney in the world. John, so great to be with you, buddy. We were talking about Michael Jackson before we took a break. And Berry Gordy, you know, once said, you know, Michael had instinct, and I tried to teach him. But it was John Branca that deserved all the credit.
Well, that's nice of the chairman, Mr. Gordy, to say. But the truth is, Michael deserved all the credit. Michael was a visionary, was a great songwriter, a great singer, a great dancer, a great marketer. So when you work with somebody like Michael Jackson, he makes all of us look good.
Well, yeah, it's good to have a great team. In November 30th, 1982, Thriller's released. Now, back then, gold certified as 500,000 copies, and platinum, I think, was a million. Thriller sold over 65 million copies, the largest sale ever in history. There are some reports it did 110 million. I don't know which is true.
Well, you've hit on one of my pet peeves. It's certified 34 million in the U.S., and Michael always derives 70% of his sales from outside the U.S.
Wow.
So sales of Thriller are now over 100 million copies.
Absolutely incredible. I mean, it's really amazing. And, you know, you – now, after that sale took off – I mean, after those sales took off, I'll bet you went back and renegotiated with Epic, didn't you?
Many times.
So he ended up getting the highest royalty rate in history.
Highest royalty rate, and we got Michael the ownership of all of his master recordings.
You know what? And that is key. You know, I talked about Springsteen before, innocently signs away the ownership, and he had to go to court for years. That was one of the first reversions, wasn't it, of ownership?
It really was. There were a couple before then, but really it was the first where a label actually gave back the ownership of the recordings, and Michael deserved it.
John, it seems that there's two types of people in the music business that help artists. Those are on the record company side, and those that fight for the artist. You've never been a corporate guy, huh?
No, never have.
You got to deal with them, but
I'm allergic to ties. Once a year.
Yeah, you'll be both. I like to hang the guy that invented them, actually.
Yeah.
Jeez. But I wear them and I smile. But folks, you ever see me in a suit and tie? If I'm smiling, I'm not happy. It's true. Thriller at a time when music videos cost $50,000. You get a call from Michael one night. And he says, I want to produce Thriller and spend how much?
$1.2 million was the budget for the Thriller short film, as we called them.
How did you handle that? I mean, you must have been shocked. Were you stuttered?
Well, it wasn't surprising because Michael was always breaking the rules and pushing the boundaries. In this case, he wanted John Landis to direct, who had done American Werewolf in London. And the vision for this short film came from Michael and John. And he came to me and he said, basically, Branca, figure it out. I said, Michael, it's $1.2 million. Is it $50,000 for? And he said, figure it out. So we ended up going to Showtime and Vestron and MTV, and we put together a long form making of Thriller, for which they paid a long form programming fee. And Michael ended up making a profit on that short film.
And that is unheard of at that time. This, you know, going back to that. Your job has got to be part psychologist. I'm sure you're getting the calls in the middle of the night. How would you describe your job if you broke it into three or four parts? What is John Branca's life, and how do you balance these different talents that you do for an artist?
Business advisor, number one. Negotiation, number two. And number three, I wouldn't say therapist, but it's a empathy of trying to understand what the artist really wants and translating it into a business arena.
You've seen these artists get abused. Now, a personal question I have for you. You know, you had a kind of a rough upbringing when your mom left. You felt neglected. Maybe you felt indirect being abused by that. Do you think that burns inside you, part of it, to help fight for these artists so they're not abused?
Definitely. Growing up in Hollywood, once I moved to California and seeing some of the things I saw, it enabled me to empathize with an artist and understand what that process was, the artistic process of putting your ego on the line, having the world judge you based on record sales, ticket sales. It's a lot of pressure.
I could imagine. And you're almost paranoid because every day somebody is putting something in that artist's ear to get rid of you.
Well, that does happen.
It does happen. As a matter of fact, I think you were absolutely surprised at some point. Oh, geez, there's so many things to go over here. But at some – well, I'm going to get into that later because I have another question that's important. At some point, Michael meets with Paul McCartney, and Paul McCartney gives him some business advice. Michael says, you know, Paul, how can I make more money, or give me some business advice? And what does Paul tell him?
Michael really wasn't inspired to invest in real estate or tax shelters, and Paul showed Michael his investments. He owned the Buddy Holly catalog, a number of show tunes. So Michael decided, I want to invest in copyrights as well.
And I saw a video where Michael was in the studio where he saw Paul McCartney there making one of their duets. And he said in that high voice, there, Paul, I'm going to buy your songs. And Paul says, yeah, is that right?
It didn't really happen quite that way. When I told Michael that ATV, the Beatles catalog, was for sale, he got very excited. And he asked me to call Paul McCartney and Yoko Ono because he did not want to go behind their back. I spoke with Yoko. And she said, I'd be delighted if Michael bought the catalog. I wasn't able to call Paul. I spoke to his attorney, who was his brother-in-law.
Eastman.
John Eastman.
Right.
And he was very skeptical that we would ever pull this off. He said, well, good luck. Paul's not interested in buying this company. But we did our job to give them a heads up.
It amazes me, number one, and this goes back to what I'm saying before, that the Beatles actually didn't even own their own songs because I'm not going to say they got conned, but they must have had some bad advice in the beginning. And then when it comes up for sale, that they wouldn't even want to attempt to buy it. I read where Paul McCartney – Paul's always – he's not tight, but he's always been kind of frugal with what he spends or invests in. And I just he thought the ticket price was high. But when we get back, got to take a quick break. I want to ask you what happened to that negotiating table. And then an unusual thing happened that Michael gave you that gave you some direction. Folks, what a fascinating, fascinating person. John Branca flew in to be with us from Los Angeles. Pop icon, businessman extraordinaire on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We'll be right back.
To learn more about John Resnick and the Legends of Success, visit our website at legendsofsuccess.com. There you'll find all the information about the show and John's guest. Listen to this show and past shows, see photos, and how to contact John. It's all there at legendsofsuccess.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Professor Stuart Diamond of the Wharton School of Business. You're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, having a fascinating visit with John Branca. Represents and has represented more rock icons in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame than any living attorney, any in history, actually. Recently, there is an article in Forbes magazine that said, why Michael Jackson will earn more than any other musician in history this year. There's one reason. Well, John will say there might be two people. He is the man behind. He's the man behind the curtains. This is the guy that has pulled everything off. It's just incredible. When we left last break, we're talking about the ATV. And, John, tell us, what was ATV again, and what that catalog was all about, what was in it, and how did Michael Jackson have an opportunity to purchase it?
ATV stands for Associated Television. It was a company owned in England that owned 251 Beatles songs, the entire Little Richard catalog, and a number of other songs, about 4,000 songs. And the Beatles had lost the ownership of their songs in a tax scheme back in the 60s, and this company was for sale.
Wow. And so at that time, to think the Beatles didn't own, but somehow came on the market. And you would think they'd want to buy it, right?
They did not. I mean, when you write a song and then to try to purchase your songs back, you're being asked to pay $47 million. That's a difficult thing.
Well, especially in what year was this again?
85.
So, but you had some pretty fierce competition, and I think you were bidding over a course of about a year, right?
Yeah, it took a year. We bid against Sir Richard Branson and Charles Koppelman and Marty Bandier, a number of people.
Yeah, and they're no lilies. I mean, they're tough negotiators.
They are.
But you guys got it. You got a $47.5 million. I think you were able to deflect some of that cost immediately.
Yeah, we sold off a background music library for about $6 million.
A little while, we're going to talk about what they actually end up selling it for and how much it was worth today. John Branca, legendary attorney and mega deal maker with the pop icons, is with us today. I'm John Resnick, and you're listening to Legends of Success.
Coming up, working with Michael Jackson.
The man had musical instinct, and he also had business instinct. And when you were going through the purchase of ATV, the numbers were going up. There were a couple advisors that were telling him that were on your team that said, no, it's too much.
Michael never flinched. He sent me a note, which I still have framed on my wall, saying, Branca, this catalog is mine. Don't bargain. Let's just get it. Never flinched.
Our final minutes with John Branca, and you don't want to miss it. This is Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 For more information about any of our programs or to join, NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick having a fascinating visit with John Branca, a legendary attorney and mega deal maker with the pop icons, 1985, 1989. You were cooking along. At some point, you take a little sidebar. You get a chance to work with the Rolling Stones. And I alluded in my intro, this is the first time anybody did this type of a deal. Tell me about that. And how'd you pull that off?
Well, the Rolling Stones were transitioning away from Bill Graham, the famous impresario who had helped guide their tours, and a promoter named Michael Cole, backed by the Labatt's Brewery, came in, was interested in handling their worldwide touring. So we did a sort of a mega deal that covered not just ticket sales, but sponsorship, merchandising, endorsements for North America that then extended worldwide.
And before this deal, but you package it with one. I remember I worked with a guy, Alice Cooper's tour manager, a guy named David Liebert. He told me when Alice went on tour, every city he went to was a fight and a struggle to get paid. There were a couple of times. He is a road manager for Rare Earth, too. And he said there was one time he told the band, don't go on until we get your money. So what you did is you eliminated all that, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, it gave the Rolling Stones, through Michael Cole, control over the entire tour. Local promoters were used in some cases, but it definitely gave them more control.
Absolutely. You know, you had once said, I got a quote out of a book somewhere, it said, controversy is bad, it loses you clients. How in the world, representing all these people, and so many people were envious, and so many people want to scheme how to get those clients away. How have you gone unscathed? I researched the heck out of you, okay? I can't find a bad article about you. How have you done it? Because I've never seen that in the industry. Seriously.
Well, when I was younger, I probably did shy away from controversy. Now, not so much. The truth is, the way I look at it is we do the right job and things will take care of itself.
But if you have to go to the wall, what kind of a negotiator? Are you calm? Are you a screamer? You ever scream? I mean, what do you do?
Whatever it takes.
That's great. I love it. Well, I got to see you in action sometime. 60 Minutes had a special on, and it said that you had orchestrated the single greatest financial turnaround and image resurrection in history. Where were you the day you heard Michael Jackson died?
Well, first of all, I want to say I did not do it alone. My brother and co-executor, John McClain, and I were very fortunate to be able to not only to work together, but to put together a really good team. And we were working with Michael Jackson. We could not have done this for Fabian or Tommy James and the Shondells. It was Michael Jackson, as Berry Gordy said, the greatest entertainer who ever lived.
Give me an example of his instinct, like when he pushed you. Like if you saw one way and he says, no, I want it this way. Do you have any examples?
All of the short films he did throughout his career, we go back and look at them now. And at the time, you maybe took them for granted. Now you look at, Heal the World, what he did, Earth Song, Black or White, Thriller, they were all breakthroughs and they were all the vision of Michael Jackson.
The man had musical instinct and he also had business instinct. And I forgot to ask you, when you were going through the purchase of ATV,
the numbers were going up. There were a couple of advisors that were telling him that were on your team that said, no, it's too much, I believe. And he did something during that meeting. What did he do?
Oh, he slipped me a note. Michael never flinched. He sent me a note, which I still have framed on my wall, saying, Branca, this catalog is mine. Don't bargain. Let's just get it. So what never flinched.
Unbelievable. And what an instinct. And I believe there was another offer initially given. But they just knew yours was cash and it was going to close quick, or am I correct?
We had a strategy where the seller knew we would close.
Right.
So
cool. Where were you the day you heard Michael Jackson died, and it must have just pulverized you?
I was on vacation with my family in Cabo San Lucas. Interestingly, the day I heard Elvis died, I was also in Mexico.
Stay out of Mexico.
Yeah. So it was a shock.
Oh.
Total shock.
It must have been. I mean, because you guys were close. He was the best man at your wedding, and he brought a beautiful date, didn't he?
Yes, he brought Bubbles the chimpanzee. I must tell you, Bubbles looked very, very smart in that tuxedo.
So Michael Jackson going on. At that point, he had made some moves that at some point were way out of your control. I mean, and I'm just only talking about what's out there. He's spending money. I mean, he's like hemorrhaging cash all over the place. At some point, you had a tough time controlling that.
Well, I didn't represent Michael simultaneously through that period of 1980 to 2009. There was a period where I was not working with him.
Mm-hmm.
But I did meet with him 8 days before he passed away, where he asked me to come back on the team with Frank DeLeo and the other people working with him.
Yeah, and that's a good point. I apologize, because by the time you came back, you're cleaning up a mess. You're cleaning up a financial mess. Am I correct? I mean, let's be honest about it.
Well, it's been reported. I mean, it was challenging at first.
It was hundreds of millions of dollars in debt. And all of a sudden, within several years, 60 Minutes said you engineered the greatest financial turnaround in pop history. He's making $600 million within a few years. And then recently, there's an article that said that Michael Jackson in 2016, even though he's gone, okay, will realize the biggest payday and the biggest earnings in the history of the entertainment. Tell us about that. What happened?
Well, again, John McClane and I were fortunate to be able to work with Sony, with Cirque du Soleil, with Spike Lee, great, great partners. But Sony exercised a buy-sell, and there was a negotiation to sell the estate's interest in Sony ATV. And as a result, 2016 proved to be a historic year. The estate is debt-free. And we're very proud of our Michael Jackson One show in Las Vegas, and we have some more interesting things to come.
What advice do you have? You know, there's a lot of musicians like you were. Maybe you still do play behind the scenes. I don't know. There are aspiring attorneys and people that want to get into the entertainment business. I mean, what do you tell them? You must get this question all the time.
Well, the music business has changed dramatically over the years, and certainly since I entered the music business.
Mm-hmm.
And I would basically say, do this because it's something you love to do. Don't go into it for the money, for the fame, for the glory. Do what you love to do.
And saying that the music business has changed, I mean, touring and albums generate a different kind of income than they used to. The whole thing's reversed, isn't it?
It used to be that artists made their money from records and touring was a marketing vehicle. Now, quite frankly, the money comes from touring and endorsements, and putting out a record is a way to market your tour and your brand.
John, it has just been outstanding having you here, and I know you don't do these interviews, and I'm absolutely thrilled and privileged to have you here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. The privilege is mine.
Thanks again to John Branca, music business attorney extraordinaire, his lovely fiancée Jenna, who's with us in the studio today, Charles Ambrosia in our studio in Naples, Florida, Zach Greenberg from Forbes magazine, and most of all, folks, thank you for joining us again. This has been Legends of Success, the most original success stories in America. I'm John Resnick. We'll see you next week.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Cohen contradiction. As it turns out, Michael Cohen was trying to get a pardon from President Trump, and that contradicts the testimony Cohen gave last week before a House committee when the former longtime personal lawyer said he had never requested nor would he accept a pardon from President Trump. But now Cohen's current lawyer, Lanny Davis, says Cohen did ask another lawyer to inquire about a pardon after Cohen's Manhattan office was raided in April of last year. The U.S. House taking up a bill to more than double the federal minimum wage as a House committee yesterday approved the measure to raise it to $15 an hour, more than double the current $7.25 an hour, by 2024. The government says there were 223,000 first-time jobless claims filed last week. That was down slightly from the 225,000 the week before. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare, and they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved. And it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. House now expected to vote today on a resolution condemning hate speech, which started out as a proposed resolution to condemn anti-Semitism, but has expanded amid disagreements among Democrats. The original resolution was aimed at recent comments by Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar. Last week, the freshman Muslim lawmaker accused pro-Israel advocates of pushing, in her words, allegiance to a foreign country. As the vote nears, Democrat from Florida Ted Deutsch was pressed about why leaders are not throwing Omar off the Foreign Affairs Committee. Deutsch says, first things first.
Tomorrow we'll have conversations about foreign policy and the impacts and why statements that suggest that our important relationship with Israel is founded on anything other than the strong shared values that we have are unacceptable.
He spoke on the Fox Business Network. House and Senate Democrats today introducing a bill to restore Obama-era net neutrality rules. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Alex Trebek, who's hosted Jeopardy on TV since 1984, has disclosed he's fighting a disease that the former host of that show passed away from, pancreatic cancer. But yesterday, in an announcement posted to YouTube, Trebek said,
I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease. Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years.
The original host of the TV show Jeopardy, Art Fleming, died in 1995 of the exact same disease, pancreatic cancer. I'm Wendy King.
A Utah elementary school teacher has been criticized after telling a Catholic student to wash an ash cross off his forehead yesterday, which was Ash Wednesday for Catholics. William McLeod says his teacher confronted him shortly after he arrived at his school in Bountiful, Utah, and he says the teacher said the ash cross was inappropriate for school, forcing him to wipe it off. The teacher and the school's principal later apologized to the student and his family, and the Davis School District now says the teacher's action was inappropriate, and an investigation's been launched. And LeBron James is moving up the NBA's all-time scoring list. He surpassed Michael Jordan for fourth all-time with a layup in the second quarter of last night's loss to Denver. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can.